Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Last week, we spent some time talking about a number of things. You did some exploration into the census data, and you were looking at some voter turnout issues and those kinds of things. And today, we're going to sort of continue along those lines of conversation. And some of the trends that you found in that data were not very encouraging for rural Minnesota.
Well, it's, you know, because of basically the loss of population in rural areas, mm-hmm. you know, and we talked about how after the next census, we'll be losing even more seats in the legislature.
I know, but in your research that you sort of did on your own, looking mm-hmm. at some of the numbers, you found that the participation in terms of voter turnout was kind of surprising in rural Minnesota in the sense that in some places where there isn't a lot of population, percentages weren't very high either.
Right. It was surprising that in rural areas, the voter turnout was actually fairly low, which was deceptive considering the high voter registration in rural areas. And so, you know, we started looking at this further, and, you know, and we realized that there's kind of the same issue in urban areas, too. They have, especially in the core counties of Hennepin and Ramsey, where you have the real urban parts of Minnesota, we have declining populations there, too. Mm-hmm. And, or actually, they were declining. They're leveling off now. But you have a lot of the same issues. You have lower average incomes. You have that in inner city Minnesota. You have that in rural Minnesota. You have housing issues, lack of affordable housing, lack of really quality housing. You have infrastructure issues. You have education funding issues. You have complications with education, you know, special ed, immigrant students who need extra help, and mm-hmm. the funding problems that come with that, plus, you know, the lower tax bases. And so when you start thinking about it, rural and urban legislators do have several issues in common, and it makes a lot of sense for them to team up.
So is there any evidence of this teaming up?
Well, you know, at the federal level, probably the prime example of this is the Farm Bill. You know, it's called the Farm Bill, which, you know, makes it sound very rural, but and the focus is always on all the farm subsidies that mm-hmm. go into it. But actually, what people don't realize is that over half of the money in the Farm Bill is for nutrition programs, which is basically food stamps and WIC, mm-hmm. which is very much used in urban areas. And so the Farm Bill is really a cooperative effort between rural and urban legislators across the country. Now, in Minnesota, the urban and rural legislators are starting to get together more, and that's a really encouraging sign, especially now with the, you know, this next session coming up. It's going to be a budget session. There's going to be a shortfall. There's going to be a lot of fighting for money.
Tug of war.
And it's the last full session, basically, before the next census. So this would be a great opportunity for everybody to get together and build some good alliances.
Well, we'll see if that happens. At least there's a potential there. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. We'll be with you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.